Make sure that you tune in October. We're still working on getting a speaker confirmed, but we're going to be talking about some O&M stuff, maybe some apps to help navigate, and some things on IRA. So make sure you tune in for the October meeting. And I'll go ahead and turn it over and let Abby talk about the services the library provides, and then we'll have some time to ask her some questions at the end.
Awesome. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I was so afraid this wouldn't work. And I was like, oh no, what if my setup? but anyways, my name's Abby Schumann. I am the new Talking Book and Braille librarian as of June. So I'm still kind of new, but I thought I would go over some of a little bit of the history of Talking Books, just because I find it interesting kind of where we came from. And then of course, go into the services we offer and then all of the new stuff that we have going on, which is quite a bit. So that's exciting. All right. So the kind of the history of Talking Books, it's kind of short. It started in 1930, which is kind of neat. It used to be just Braille only, or Braille only books. That's all they had to offer. As the phonographs and stuff kind of came around, they started actually loaning those out. So like records would go out, which I thought was really cool. They would lug these huge phonographs out and people would get to use them. And then we kind of moved to cassette players, to the talking book machine that we have now. And I mean, if you have your videos on and if you can see it at all, I do have what the talking book machine looks like. So of course, it's about the size of a hardback book, and they come with these little credit card size cartridges that you can play up to 10 books on, which is pretty neat. But that's how that works. And then in 2019, we moved to a duplication on demand, which allows us to put more books on per cartridge. It used to be one book per cartridge, which could mean people could have up to 40 books out at a time. So that's 40 cartridges, which is a lot to keep track of. And now you can have up to 10 books per cartridge. So you might only have to have out 4, which is a nice development that we have.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's much nicer. Our patrons really seem to like it. And then going into the services we offer services to individuals, so like individual people, and also institutions. So like any nursing home that wants to join, libraries, occupational therapists, and really anything. We offer Braille, large print, and the digital cartridges, the digital books. We do have a nice little service. It's an app and an online thing called Bard, which is like, you can download either Braille files if you have a Braille reader, or you can download digital books to listen to on your device or on your computer, which is pretty neat. We do offer a summer reading for children under 18 that are in our program, and they get prizes and all that sorts of fun stuff throughout the summer reading. We just recently had our Vision Expo. The next one will be in, I believe, 2023. I know that's kind of far away to think about, but I do have the program and I do have any numbers from the vendors and the exhibitors if anybody would need one. We had people like the Southport Lions Club came out, Independent Science, a lot of different Easter Seals came out. ICANN-Z, which they offer a lot of accessibility devices like readers and magnifiers and all sorts of really neat stuff. We also do a newsletter. It's called Indiana Insights. We do it about every 3 months. In it, we include any new information. Sometimes we have book recommendations and kind of fun things to look out for. And we also provide access to NFB Newsline, which is a service that they read the newspaper or they read the news articles, as well as like TV programs and stuff like that, every week. And people can get access to that. Does anybody have any questions so far?
No.
Okay, I'll keep going. So the most exciting stuff is the what's new. We have a lot of actually exciting things coming down from the National Library Service. They're working on a lot of new things and we're doing quite a bit of stuff too. We have a couple of new hires, me being one of them. Laura, who is my supervisor, used to have my position and she took over the supervisor job. So then I got to kind of fill the librarian slot. And then we also have a new reader's advisor, Kate, if anybody knows who she is. She went and moved to reference. So we have Camden. So if you ever call in, you'll probably talk to her. And she's awesome. She's very knowledgeable and very, very nice. Another new thing that we did, we have a new definition for talking book and Braille library. So usually it was the visually or physically impaired that can't you know, read physical print. Now it also includes reading disabilities. So if you have a reading disability, you can apply for the service as well and get whatever kind of service you need out of us, be it talking books or larger print, or even if you know how to read in Braille, which is an exciting thing that we're trying to get the word out about because not many people know it. That also includes we have more choices of authorized signature. So when you apply, you have to have the like a doctor or it used to be an optometrician fill out the authorized signature page. Now we allow for a lot more people to do it, which is really, really nice and a lot easier because sometimes it's hard to go and get a signature. I don't blame. I mean, I'm happy we have it. Another really exciting new thing that we've had for the past month, we have a Facebook page. I make the post for it, so that's always exciting and very fun. Lots of pictures. So if you are on Facebook or if you have a loved one or a friend that's on Facebook and wants to follow us, if you just search for Indiana Talking Book and Braille Library or Indiana TBBL will pop up and you can give us a follow. I would like it. I would personally like it. Somebody sees my post. Another really exciting thing is we're starting book club back up again. Yeah. So the first one is going to be October 27th at 2 p.m. And for this one, we're reading The Nightingale by Kristen Hannah. If anybody's read that or if they liked it, I haven't read it yet. We'll see. I've heard very good things, but we have that going on, which is exciting. And we're hoping to get some people for it. That way we can continue. Because I have a lot of good books picked for the book clubs. And for the most exciting new additions to Talking Books, NLS is working on Wi-Fi capable talking book machines. So that would be the talking book machine that's about the size of a hardback book, where it would be able to connect to your Wi-Fi and download books from either like Bard or the NLS catalog directly to your device, which would save you from having to use the cartridges, which would be pretty amazing and pretty on par finally with some technology. And then the most exciting thing is going to be the refreshable Braille displays. NLS is currently working on them. They are in beta testing right now. They have, I think they said 15 states are currently beta testing and it's going well. Of course, we are not one of the beta testers yet. So I think we will get them. They haven't given us a date. I'm hoping by next year, like the beginning of next year. They won't tell me anything, which makes me really mad, but yeah, it should have, 18 cells. So you could do, I think 18 letters of Braille at a time. And then it would also be Wi-Fi capable. So you could download Braille files directly to your machine from Bard or the NLS catalog. And then I think it might also have a way to type in Braille. I'm not 100% sure about that yet. They haven't even really shown us a picture of what they're going to look like. They're very, very quiet about it. But at some point we will get them, which will be very exciting. And we will probably either put that in the newsletter or honestly, we might just call all of our Braille users and let them know that that's something that we finally have. And that's all I have as far as the history and the services and the new stuff that we have going on, but I would be happy to answer any questions.
I have a question. So tell me, do you know what the book is about that you're starting in October?
The Nightingale? Yes. Actually, let me look it up because I don't want to tell you wrong. I know it is based in World War II, and it's about two sisters. So let me look up the rest, and I can actually read you a really quick description if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
So,
sure.
Yeah.
Sherry, it's a really, really good book. It takes place in World War II, and it's one sister's protecting children. And
I've been told it's very good.
Yeah, it is very good.
Yeah, it's based in France in 1939, and it's about two sisters and, you know, what side do you fall on? Do you help and do your best? Or do you know, you kind of hide in the background and protect yourself? It's kind of about like risks and rewards. And, you know, it has 4.57 stars on Goodreads. And that's pretty high for Goodreads.
Yeah. So it was a bestseller in 2015.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah, it was extremely popular. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that I'll like it. I need to start reading, but hopefully it's good. Mm-hmm.
It's very long.
Yeah. It's a thicker book, that's for sure.
Is it? So I haven't been a part of the book club before. So how many months will they meet on this book, or weeks, or whatever?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear you.
How many months or weeks will they meet the book club for this particular book?
Like, how long do they have to read the book for, or how long might it take them?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, because I guess you say you start on October 27th, so I'm assuming you meet every...
Yeah. I would recommend you probably get, if you're an avid listener, I would recommend you at least get it a week before. If you're a slower reader, or maybe if it's not as interesting to you, I would say probably 2 or 3 weeks. I would probably want to sign up for it, or at least say you're interested by like October 1st, so that way we can get you the books in time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I only think it's about a 7 or 8 hour book to listen to. So I don't think it's one of the longest ones we have, but it could be if it's like not capturing your attention as much.
Okay. So you'll meet once. You see, I'm so ignorant on these book clubs. I've never belonged to them. So
once a month. How often? Yeah. How often are you going to meet?
How often are we going to be meeting?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I'm not sure. We're kind of gauging it as we go. I would assume probably every 2 months at first, to give everybody time to like get into things. And then if it picks up, I could probably do it every month pretty easily.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Abby, can people re-register?
Does anybody else have any questions?
Yes, I have a question about BARD. I'm not sure how to work it. I don't know how to do that. I have an iPhone, but I don't know how to download BARD. Do I call the library and have them walk it or something?
Yeah, you can call the library if you want to. If you use your phone, if that's what you're going to use as your primary device, you can go ahead and you can go to the App Store and you can search for BARD and you can download it. And then you would want to call the library and we can get you signed up through our online thing. We have to just set up an account for you. But then you can sign in and you can use BARD that way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And the other way would be I have a blank cartridge, but I don't, you know, that I bought at a convention one time, and an extra cord, but I've never done anything with it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what you could do with the blank cartridge. Maybe download... use it as like a flash stick and download stuff on it?
No, it looks just like the cartridges that you send us from the library. Blank.
Yeah. I mean, and those are essentially like fancy flash sticks. I mean, they have like a flash stick front. So I would assume that you could plug it into your computer and maybe download from BARD directly onto it. I'm not 100% well versed in that, but I would think that's something we could try.
Would the local library here in town, because I live down in Bedford, would they be able to physically show me how to do all that?
Probably, yeah. They might have like tech times or at least a person on staff that understands how to use that stuff.
Oh, I never thought of that. Yeah.
What was that?
I never thought of going to the local library. To learn how to use BARD.
Yeah, I mean, you can if you want. Yeah, I'm sure that they would, especially if you called them before you went over, they could probably look it up and make sure they knew how to use it. But yeah, it's kind of like an app like Overdrive or Hoopla that you use from libraries. So it's similar.
And I would think, I know that here in Bloomington, we have someone at the public library that is, you know, is over specialized services.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that maybe Bedford might have someone also who might be in charge of specialized services.
Also, this was such a popular book, the local library might have an audio version of it that you could just get.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's
Freddie, sorry.
No. Marilyn, were you going to say something? I guess not.
That's okay. I was going to mention about book club something I did forget. We are doing it over Zoom, so you can call in or you can use the link. So if that is something that you're interested in, even if you get the book from someplace else, or if you've already listened to it before, if you just want to give me a call at the library, I can take down your information and make sure you get that sent to you.
I have a question.
Yeah.
finally got in. So. I have a friend who has one of those trial e-readers in Braille.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Is it?
She's not going to talk about it, but she loves the darn thing. And,
that's great. I haven't heard anything.
And it is got very good, distinct Braille. I have a question. You will certify that someone is a customer or client of Braille Library. Okay, fine. But you've got a group of people that I guess you lost our primary information. So is there a way you could vouch for someone so they could sign up for another reading service without having to pay for, you know, a doctor to send everything in? Because you've never been able to find me. And so who do I call?
I'm not sure if I understand. Are you saying about like who to get an authorized signature from?
No, I want to sign up for another reading service, but I have to prove I'm a client of NLS. So who do I call to get it done?
I assume that the reading service, you could just give them our email or our phone number and they could give us a call and we could say, hey, they're an NLS member.
Oh, really? So who do I refer them to? Name or something?
Do you want me to give you our number or?
Yeah, and a contact person.
Okay. I will find our number because I only know half of it. I can't remember all of it. our phone number is 800-622-4970. And then, are you ready for the contact person?
Yeah.
The contact person would be Laura Williams.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Do you do any lending of movies anymore? I mean, long time ago, I think they did.
We do not anymore. All we do is we deal with the books. That would probably be more of a public library type of thing. The only kind of movies that the state library has, not even talking books, are like nonfiction out there movies. Not fun movies.
Okay.
I have a friend who was a patron of Bard, and then in the eighth grade, which was probably 30 years ago or so for her, she did not return a library book. She had moved, and the book sort of got lost in the shuffle. And ever since then, she has not been able to become a patron of Bard anymore, the library anymore, to get books.
Well, Bard didn't exist 30 years ago. Are you talking about talking books?
Yeah, yeah.
Like just us in general?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What would one have to do to get that cleared away somehow?
So if she lost a book, we just mark it as lost. There are no fines or fees associated with the Talking Book Library. Since we're associated with NLS, we can't charge anything. It's a free service. Like it has to be by like legal standards. So if she just lost a book, we would just mark it lost and it would just kind of like disappear off her account. But we wouldn't penalize her and not allow her to check anything out.
Okay. Well, that's what she claimed. And so I thought I would ask. So I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hadn't heard of anything else.
Yeah. Anybody can give us a call. And if you want to give her our name or give us her name, or if she wants to call, we can clear anything up. But yeah, there shouldn't be any penalized there.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah. No problem.
How about if we called and wanted a certain author and their book from, say, the first book to the last? Could they put it on the cartridge for you or, you know?
Yeah. So the nice thing is with everybody's individual accounts, you guys have preferences. So let's say you're like, I love Karen Kingsbury. She's the best. All of her books in all of her series in order. We could go in there and we would tool around with it and we would add Karen Kingsbury. And then we could always make sure that the series are books cartridges only might be able to get the thing on there, but does that kind of make sense?
I don't know if anybody else heard you, but you were like bleeping out.
Yeah, it was cutting out.
You were cutting out. No, I didn't hear any of it, really.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I still cutting mind at all? Yeah. Am I still there?
Yes.
Okay. Just holler at me if I'm not. But as far as like if you have a favorite author or a series, We can go into your preference page and we can change it around to where we add your favorite authors, and it will, the computer will automatically pull all of the all of your favorite authors. But if you like things in series, we can also change that to where you get things in order, because I know that's horrible to get like the fourth book in a series. It's like, I haven't read the first three. This is awful. But we can do that. The only hang up we have is we can only fit 10 books on a cartridge. So you might get the first 10 in a series if it's a big series. And then we would have to continue.
Okay, thank you.
Did you guys get that? Okay, good. Yes. I was like, did I cut out again? Good. I hope that made sense. I can go into more in depth if you need me to, but that's kind of the easy 101 about preferences.
Anybody else have any questions?
I'm wondering, Tandy, we get blank cartridges to buy those to put in the player.
What about blank cartridges?
Yeah, can we buy blank cartridges?
We can't sell anything because it's government property, and NLS would be very mad at us if we did. We can send you full cartridges, but as far as like selling or buying anything, we can't do that, unfortunately.
But you could download stuff from Bard onto a blank cartridge yourself and put it in the player, right?
I'm not sure if the cartridge will work as a flash disk, but if you have a flash disk, which is kind of what it's made out of, mm-hmm. I would think so. But once again, like I said, we don't usually have blank cartridges just kind of floating around. So I'm not sure.
I have bought flash drives before. You can buy flash drives and stick them into your NLS player after you download the book, and there are steps. Or there's the Express, I think it's called Express, a Bard Express.
Yeah, Bard Express.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you could also, you could do it that way, Mike, if you wanted to.
Yeah, like all you use is a regular flash stick.
Is that the same as a thumb drive? Can you download it on a thumb drive?
Yep. That's the same thing. Mm-hmm. Flash disk, thumb drive, they're kind of interchangeable. I don't know what else they're called, zip drives or whatever. But yeah, anything that can stick into the side of your computer and you can download and save stuff to it.
Anybody else have any questions?
I have a question about Bard. Does it have a time limit? When you download the book, do you have a time limit on it, or is it pretty much yours then?
No, it's pretty much yours. There is no time limit. Now, your account will go inactive if you don't use it for 6 months. But just to fix that, you would give us a call and we can reactivate you, no problem. But as far as like actual physical books, once you download them, they are yours until you're done with them. So you can keep it basically ever.
Okay. Yeah, because on some of the other books, like or apps like Hoopla and everything, your book disappears after a while, doesn't it?
Yeah, Hoopla, I think usually it's about 14 days it gives you a loan for. And then once 14 days is up, it just kind of disappears.
What's going to be the format of the book club?
It's going to be on Zoom, so it's going to be a lot like this.
Okay, just sharing.
Yeah. So I have, I found a nice little like question thing like a book club leader would do. So I'll kind of facilitate the question. Like if there's a lot to talk about, if people really enjoyed the book, I'll just let that go. But if we seem to get stuck, I have quite a few questions and like notes from the author that she said some stuff that I can always keep going with.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Yeah.
I think so. I think it'll be fun.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions? No more questions? Okay. Well, Abby, thank you so much for sharing with us tonight.
Did the library do Russell?
Yes, thank you.
Recording a Russell book, a Russell author for Indiana?
I didn't catch that. I'm sorry.
Mike, can you ask your question again? I don't think she heard you.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Did the library produce a book by Russell authors, just Indiana authors in the Indiana studio?
Oh, yeah, Indiana Voices. So we had a lot of staff changes before I got here. We did do Indiana Voices where we recorded in-house. We do still have that capability. We just have to hire somebody to kind of put the volunteers together. But I'm hoping in a couple of months, because the volunteers are ready to come back, in a couple of months, we'll get Indiana Voices running back up again and doing some Indiana author stuff. But yeah, it's still happening, just not quite yet.
Okay.
Good question.
How would you search for the books in the past?
How do you do what in the past?
How would you search for them? Like on Bard, would you type a search phrase, certain search phrase to find them?
You could probably type in Indiana authors, and that would probably yield you a pretty good result, I would think. And if that doesn't come up with a result, if you wanted to, you could always give us a call and we can walk you through it, or somebody that knows Bard better than me would be able to walk you through it.
I think if you typed in Indiana authors, it's Bard is going to search for that phrase in the annotation or the title.
Oh, that could
usually
be.
The local authors have a DB number that's DBC, but that would get mm-hmm. you all the authors from all the local libraries in every state.
Yeah, you get a lot.
Yeah. So what I would do is just look for Indiana. Just look for Indiana or look for Hoosier and see what comes up.
And then you can probably find preferences on the left-hand side, maybe narrow it down a little bit.
That will at least get you some of them, if not most.
Right.
Did somebody else have a question before Mike was going to ask that one?
Do you know if you are going to have Madge? It's a new book by an Indiana author. Her name's Charlotte Fink, and it's about the Underground Railroad in Indiana. It just came out.
Do you know what the book is called? You said
Madge,
it's Charlotte.
M-A-D-G-E.
Okay. Let me see. Madge book.
And it's...
I don't have our catalog up because I'm at home currently right now.
It was going to be in the State Museum. It's, it's mm-hmm. not fiction.
Okay. I will write that down and I can ask our supervisor. She has to download the records that come in and I can always ask her. And if it's not, that's something that the Hoosier or the Indiana Voices should definitely record.
And she lives in Indianapolis.
Oh, that's so neat. I'd like to read that myself, really. Yeah, I'll take a note of that. Did you want me to give you a phone call or anything when I find out?
Sure, if you would.
All right. What's your name?
Marilyn Kittredge.
Okay. And I assume you're a talking book patron.
Yep.
Okay, so I can just look you up. Awesome. That's amazing. Yeah, I can just look you up tomorrow in our catalog or the patron side. And I can give you a call.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Awesome. All right. Anybody else? And we can wrap up if nobody else has any questions or any comments or anything else for Abby.
Another question. On the inner talking book player, is there a way that we can replace the battery without sending the unit in?
No. So the way to replace the battery, if your battery has gone bad, just give us a call. Tell us it's bad. And we will send you out and back the old one, and we send it to Fort Wayne.
Okay. Debbie, you're cutting out again.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you not get any of that?
No. You send it to Fort Wayne. That's all we got.
Okay. So the talking book machine, if the battery doesn't work or if it's dying very fast, you can give talking books, you can give us a call, say it's not working, and we will send you a new one, and you just send the old one back.
And really, that's, I really appreciated that one time because, I called and it seemed like it was not a day and a half. I got a new player.
They're really good.
They go through the post office very quickly. Now, I wish that the books went through as fast, but when they see the machines, I think they seem to know, these people need this right away. So they make sure it gets there quick.
Okay. So these will be replaced with new machines and not old machine, second-hand machine?
I don't know. No, you would get a refurbished model for your new one, so the battery would work. The old ones, they get sent to Fort Wayne to be fixed, and I think that they either get better batteries or they fix the batteries, and I'm not sure what they do, but it's something fancy that I'm not sure how they fix it.
Okay. All right. Any other questions? You guys had some good questions tonight.
You really did. Tested my knowledge. Not that I know much, but that's fine.
You're very good.
Thank you.
What'd you say, Dolly?
To lend anything out besides book, any type of pads, what do they call iPads or whatever.
We do not do that yet. The most new thing that whenever we get that we will be able to loan out is that refreshable braille display whenever they decide to give it to us. But no, it's really just those machines and then like headphones for the machines.
Do you still send out magazines, like the Braille magazines?
I know we do have some Braille magazines. I know we send some out on cartridge, but I actually did have a person that wanted some Braille magazines, and we do offer some on Braille. As many, but some, yes.
Okay. Well, if nobody else has any questions, we'll go ahead and wrap.
I'll ask you one more question.
Yes.
On the BARD website, you can type by many different way, but one is by subject, and they have the list of categories for subject.
Yeah, subject, yeah.
And so you can click it and do a search. Right now, it's limited to 250 hits per page. Is there a way we can increase that number so it'll be much higher than 250?
Let me get on BARD and see if I can get into it.
There's a link on the page at the bottom, and if you do tab to it, it'll say next page.
Yeah, but is there a way that we can get half?
I think in your settings, you can do that. On the main screen, there's application settings, and you might go there and click on that. I know you can reset your password and stuff like that. It might set the number of entries per page display, but I'm not sure.
It seems like it used to be much higher, like a couple thousand.
But with all the entries they reduced it down to a max
only 250. You can set it for like 10 or 50 and that kind of stuff.
BARD, but unfortunately it's not the most user friendly. So they probably hide it.
Yeah, just the reason I would like to see it entries again is what I like to do is I'll do the search by subject, and then I'll do a control A and copy it into Notepad. But when you divide it by pages, well, you have to click another link, get to another page, and that just makes a lot more work to do the same thing.
That's true. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I'll have to check that out and see if there is a way.
Before I know, there had not been any firmware update for the BARD player in a couple years, had there?
There's not really a BARD player. Do you mean for like the BARD
website? The NRF player.
Oh, you follow the NLS what I'm player. The no, NRF there are player, no, like, since it's like a whole
there
chain
that doesn't. Any firmware update.
Doesn't the talking book machine?
Yeah, the talking book playing machine. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think there really are, since they're kind of hardwired into, like, you plug them into the wall to charge them and they don't connect to Wi-Fi. I don't think there really are any. I mean, they might update them when they fix them if the batteries go bad, but I don't think there's really an update that they could attach to them.
Okay.
I just checked on BARD, and you can't. It is under application settings, Mike. When you get on the BARD main screen, just keep tabbing down. You have to go through all the searches, and there's a link called application settings. And once you get in there, there's a password, email address, and then it says change your settings. And one of the options there is the number of books to be displayed per page, which is set to 250, and you can increase it.
Increase it higher than 250?
Yeah, you can. I didn't check to see how much higher than 250, but you can. Let me check right now. Well, I can't get it to open. Yeah, I in any case, it's there. You'd have to try to click on it. I'm trying to click on it, and it's not. Oh, there we go. Oh, maybe 250 is the max. Anything bigger than that.
You're right.
So you can reset it, but you can only reset it down. Not 250 is the highest to go. Sorry.
I'd like to get much higher. Well, I mean, no things were handy when we were using dial-up modems and stuff. But now we got
that
IP.
Might be a suggestion to submit to the library, because that would be an easy thing for them to modify to allow more.
Yeah, I can swear that a few years ago, it could do much higher.
Yeah.
And I don't think that the browser setting.
No, and I don't think it would be hard for them to code it to display more than 250.
Right. So, if we wanted to make that suggestion for the National Library to make that change, who would we contact and how would we go about doing it?
I believe you could contact their email. It's NLS download at loc.gov.
And also, just FYI, if anybody is low vision, you can go in there and change the display size and the color contrast looks like, too.
Okay. Mike, did you get that email address?
So it was NOF download at library, or the domain address.
Yeah, it's at loc.gov. That's the Library of Congress.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Has anybody used the little support group photos and
use the what?
The email announcement list and that kind of stuff. I hadn't done any of that. I'm just kind of curious. Anybody else does?
Yeah, I'm on the NLS announcement list. It's not very high traffic, just every once in a while when there's going to be an outage or something like that, you'll get an email from Scott White, I believe.
Oh, that's a new client, not the NLS.
Oh, you're right. I'm the wrong person. But you do get an NLS. I forget who it's from then. I don't remember the person's name. But when there's an outage or something like that, they'll send out an email.
Okay.
And it's very low traffic, and it's just announcement only, so you can't. It's not like people chat back and forth on there.
Okay.
All right. Anybody else? And we'll get ready to say goodbye if there's no other question. All right. Well, Abby, thank you so much for joining us tonight. It was just nice to have you.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This has been my first outreach technically since I've had the job. So it was nerve-wracking but exciting. I like talking to people about books.